I'm here with Angie White. We just finished an interview with Channel 8 Religion in the News. And I met Angie through a relative of hers. She read the story on IndyStar regarding Faith, Hope, and Love Week. And she was introduced to me. So, Angie, tell us a little bit, you know, your story, and then what are we going to do during Faith, Hope, and Love Week?
In 1995, when I was 17, I was in a car accident that paralyzed me from the waist down. In 1998, I moved out on my own, and in 2003, I moved into a 40-year-old trailer. And what I actually, my need is right now is I need some yard work done. I need some siding put back onto my garage. I would like to have the trailer painted because I believe it's the same color as it was when it was first bought.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned something about the garage work. Tell us a little bit what happened there.
In 2005, my father, his father had passed away and in April. And as he was trying to keep his mind off of the loss of his father, he would come in from work sometimes and try to put more siding onto the garage. Well, a month later in May, he passed away suddenly. So that has pretty much ceased.
Mm-hmm. So what happened is that the garage still need repair, or what happened to the wall?
It needs repair. It's basically been open since 2005. So the wind and the rain and the snow has gotten to it, and it's not in the best shape.
Yeah. So during Faith, Hope, and Love Week, we're calling some volunteers to be able to assist and help in some of the work. Now, you mentioned about yard work, repair for, you know, your garage wall, and what other things?
Well, we need that. We would also like, we have a hole in our bedroom floor that needs to be repaired. Mm-hmm. There's a weak spot, a soft spot in it, and we were hoping to hopefully get someone who knew carpentry to help us repair the hole in the floor.
Mm-hmm. You just heard testimony of Angie, and we are calling for some volunteers, partners to come alongside in just helping her and her family. Angie, how many kids do you have, and how old are they?
I have two kids. My son Joey is 12, and my daughter Jordan is 4 and a half.
So, Angie, with the tragedies that happened in the past and the needs that you have right now, so what keeps you going?
Mostly it's my kids, mm-hmm. but knowing that I have to take care of them and they need me. But a lot of it has to do with being glad I can wake up every day, mm-hmm. and be here, mm-hmm. and you know, having the support of family and really great friends that I have, and things like that.
Thanks, Angie. God bless you.